$65 million. That's the amount the company that makes Copenhagen and Skoal is expected to pay to chewless tobacco users, amounting to over $800 in coupons for all of them over the next 20 years. Maureen Busalaki of Smoke Free Wisconsin.
What they should be doing is using that money to help people quit. And also, this is a product that definitely needs to be regulated. I mean, they're still producing cherry and vanilla-flavored kinds of stuff, which is clearly aimed at kids.
The suit held that Chewmaker UST tried to monopolize the market. A Milwaukee County judge has given preliminary approval to the deal. A final hearing is set, though, for early December. Consumers would then have until the end of next July to make their claims for the coupons.